Thank you for ministering so powerful to us, our mother in the Lord. And we will never remain the same. That was very powerful ministry. Under 22 minutes. It's impactful. Hallelujah. Because I timed it. Praise the Lord. I want to say a few things before I speak on what I want to speak on tonight. Some of these meetings that we hold is not because of addiction to activity. It's not because we want something to be happening all the time. We deserve to rest. After Tuesday, healing and deliverance service, Wednesday, midweek service, and then pastors meeting partially, and then Thursday, whole day with the pastors, and then tonight again, and then tomorrow, worship and wonders night, and then the schedule continues. But necessity begs responsibility. Necessity is not only the mother of invention. Necessity fuels responsibility. When you see necessity on ground, you know, a little child can be forced to be matured on time, depending on the problem he's confronting. That's how it is. We see issues all the time, both single issues with singles, issues with married people, that just makes you, Lord, help us. Let me say the following. First, marriage is an institution of God ordained for the good of man. He said, and God said, it's not good for the man to be alone, which means there is something better than being single. That is marrying the right person. Marriage is an institution of God that is ordained for the good of man. I believe it was Genesis 2:18 thereabout, where he said it was not good for the man to be alone. An institution of God. Yes. And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a help meet for him. Marriage is an institution of God that is ordained for the good of man. Number two, there is something better, far better than being single. And that is marrying the right person. There is something better than being single, and that is marrying the right person. Third, you know that there is something worse than being single, and that is marrying the wrong person. There is something worse than being single, and that is marrying the wrong person. Fourth, marriage to the right person is one of the closest experiences to a heaven on earth lifestyle. Marriage to the right person is one of the closest experiences to the heaven on earth lifestyle. Five. Marriage, successful marriage, is both workable and possible. Successful marriage is both workable and possible. I'd like you to stamp that in your head as we look at the scriptures tonight in John chapter 6, verse 10. Go through what I said again. Start it from the beginning. That marriage is an institution of God ordained for the good of man. There is something far better than being single, and that is marrying the right person. There is something worse than being single, and that is marrying the wrong person. Marriage to the right person is one of the closest experiences to a heaven on earth lifestyle. And successful marriage is both workable and possible. John chapter 6 verse 10. And Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place. Let's start from verse 6. And this is said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that everyone might take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said unto him, there is a lad here which has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many? And Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now there was so much grass in the place, so the men sat down, in number about 5,000. And I'll go back up now to verse 10. And Jesus said, make the. When I say make the, you complete the rest. Make the. Say it louder. Make the. Say your own louder. Say it louder. Say it loudest. That is the subject tonight. Men, sit down. Even though I will be talking majorly to men, I'd want women to hear. Because if you don't know how the right man looks like, you will end in the wrong marriage. Jesus fed 5,000 men beside women and children. You know that women were there and children were there. From my experience, it is always a ratio of 2 to 1 in a Christian gathering where miracles, signs, and wonders will happen. If you have one man, you might have 2 mother and child, at least minimum. But if you expand it, and the man comes with at least the average of 3 children in the family, that's 4 plus him, 5. So if there are 5,000 men multiplied by 4, you'll be dealing with 20,000 people. He didn't say make everybody sit down. He didn't say make the women sit down. He didn't say make the children sit down. He said make the men sit down. Why? Because if the man sits down, his wife will join him. If the man sits down and his wife sits down, the children will join him. You don't need to give a separate command to the wife if it has been given to the man. You don't need to give a separate command to the children if you have given it to the man. So the destiny of the home is on the head of the man. The future of the family is resting on the head of the man. The outcome of the home is predicated on the head of the man. Make the men sit down implies what? See, men, when you live here today, understand that God is telling you, man, sit down. And I trust that men around the world are hearing and watching me now, and this clip will go around. Men, sit down. Means what? Number one, take the lead. Set the pace. Be the true leader. Be the true symbol of authority. Take the lead. Accept responsibility like we have heard. The man said, his name Ed Cole. Being a male is a matter of birth. But being a man is a matter of responsibility. That means not every male is a man. There are people dressed like me now who are not men. They are males. If they say male or female, they will mark male. But they are not men. Who is the man? The man is the one who takes the lead. Set the pace. Take the lead in what? In true spirituality. The man is the priest of the house. Actually, to marry somebody as a woman who you are more spiritual than, apart from the help of God, can be a great risk. Take the lead in true spirituality as the priest of the home. We just heard now that it is easier for children and wife to follow the husband to church than for husband to follow wife to church. Take the lead in what? Second, in kingdom service, the service of God. Elizabeth's husband was at the backside of the altar serving when the angel came. In the service of God, in hearing, listening to God. Somebody is not on fire for God and has no passion for God, very soon his passion for you too will die. The easiest way to know that a man's love for you will continue is if his love for God is hot. Because nobody can love God genuinely and not love man, beginning with the men around him. Take the lead in exemplary masculinity. Take the lead. Show your son who a real man should be by your masculinity. By your love and care and concern and being a man. Show your daughters who a real husband should be. Let the girls look forward to marriage because of what marriage their father exhibited with their mother. Let the boys look forward to marriage because of the marriage exhibited by their mother and their father. Don't let your children fear to marry because of the kind of man you are. Am I communicating? Don't let your daughters fear to marry your type. Don't let your sons fear to marry. Take the lead in exemplary masculinity. Thirdly, take the lead. Okay, fourthly now. Take the lead in the care and provision. In care and provision for the house. It was food time that the man was to take the lead in the service of the food for his family. Let the men sit down. Sir, please, don't let your children and wife struggle for what to eat. Except yourself, don't have what to eat. I heard the story of a man. No, an unman. A misman. A demand. Has his cooking utensils in his bedroom. And his gas cooker. Cooks his food. While his wife and children are left to look for what to eat. And when he finishes, he off the gas, lock the door and go so that nobody will use his gas. And nobody will cook with his utensils. You are my witnesses, therefore, when I say a misman, an unman, a demand. He is an abomination of masculinity, an insult to manhood, an abomination of maleness. You know, in most part of the animal kingdom, the men hunt. They hunt for food. Was it the giraffe or the one of those long animals? The men take care even of the children. In my house, food cannot have taste in my mouth until it is confirmed that everybody has eaten. Not just family. In-house stewards, any visitor, how can I be comfortable to put it in my mouth? And I'm not saying it for bragging. That is reality. My wife used to tell them, if you want him to eat, serve everybody first. I am ashamed to eat it. And others haven't eaten. I'm ashamed. That is ashamed. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Man, sit down. Don't let your wife be dressing and you are not aware of where it came from. Okay, if you didn't buy the cloth, where did she buy it from? Supposing man gave her the cloth. It doesn't matter to you. You are not concerned about what she is putting on, and she is putting on things. Supposing there is a man by the corner who is more concerned than you. Your children are dressed and you don't know how it came. They are wearing shoes, you don't know how it came. Or trousers scattered, you don't know where it came from. I am preaching with burden in my heart, and we are going to pray tonight. Because as a pastor and as someone who has counseled marriages, there is a dire shortage of men. Male people plenty, men are scarce. That is, who can marry a woman and you are at rest that the woman won't suffer? And you are at rest that the woman won't regret? Very scarce. Both in the church, in the world. Take your seat. A woman, this one is the woman, wife of a minister. You see, her husband has never bought any cloth for her. This is a guy preaching all over the world. See, the only thing he does is to buy new cloth, new shoe, new everything for himself. To the point where children's school fees is a challenge. Why should Madam be afraid to come and ask you when it is time for school fees? And you are the one who gave birth to the children. And the Madam did not conceive in the dream. That was not a conception of the Holy Ghost. You are fully aware with your involvement, with your full cooperation, over cooperation, sir. At that time, you know it's your wife. Then children are hiding to ask for school fees. So go and tell your father that it's school time. I mean, I can't tell him. I don't want anybody to shout on me. I'm saying that because this happens all the time. Now, like she preached and said, if it is a season of temptation, we'll join forces with you. And I've heard situations where there are demonic spirits that fight some families. I heard of situations where the people can be doing well before they marry, but the moment they got married, everything crashed. And that this is not the same. The senior sister is like that. She's the breadwinner of the home. The junior sister is also the breadwinner of the home. The other sister is not. And all these men were doing well before they married. And as they married, everything crashed. That is a devil that we will deal with tonight. If somebody is trying his best, and yet things are not working out, those are prayer points. It's not sitting down lazy. But you are bringing your hand from your pocket and asking Madam for transport money. Husband, let her pay your dowry. Let's return back to the village so your dowry can be paid. Don't misunderstand me. Again, like I said, if somebody is facing challenges, is trusting God for things to change, witchcraft attack and battles are happening, and he needs prayer, it's a different matter. But this guy is just lying down at home there. He married a husband. And he's a man. That is why there is so much tension in homes. young lady became a shadow of herself, the breadwinner of the home. Don't enjoy asking madam for credit for your phone. That is the worst level of humiliation for your life. Don't enjoy it. That doctor, that's why I said his testimony preached my message. He said his salary, he was at a lower level than his wife. But he was taking care, he was trying his best, but his heart was not at peace. And the wife said, you cannot remain like this. I didn't marry a man that I'll be any more than. She was very aggressive, not disrespectful. Aggressive prayerfully and spiritually. I didn't marry a man that I'll be any more than. This thing must change. And God changed their story now. And even with that little he was earning, he was taking care of her. He said, men, sit down. It's the opposite of say, it's another way to say, wake up. What one scripture in Joel say, wake up the mighty man. Any man who is fond of asking you for things while you are in a relationship, if you don't run for your life now, you will have only yourself to blame. You are a woman trying to marry another woman. Asking you for things. Send me 5,000 there. Send me 10,000 there. I'll be branching your place from work for lunch. How much dowry did you pay, sir? Any man who is making demands on you now, that is, let's go out for, what do you call it? You are going out and then you went to Mr. Biggs or Chicken Republic, where Chicken is the president, or or KFC. After you finish ordering, he puts his hand in his pocket as if it is a bottomless pit, trying to find what is not there. Waiting for you to say, don't worry, I have paid. That devil is a bastard. You will never find such a man. You will never find such a man. You will never find such a man. Enter a taxi order for Uber. He's waiting for you to pay. You say you are in a relationship. He loves me, but he doesn't have anything. No love there. How can you say there is honey where there is no money? I mean, it's possible he doesn't really have money now, but he won't put you under any amount of financial pressure. Even if you offer to give him things, he will be ashamed. He will react and resist. There are some of you want to pay your own dowry. What a shame. Let the man go and carry block at construction site. Put it on his head. It may correct the head at times. Will give you the concrete, will give him idea in his head. Let him use money gathered from concrete to pay dowry so that he can realize that he went and married. Some of you spoiled the men, you spoiled them in relationship, you spoiled them during courtship, you spoiled them so they are like spoiled bum boy. They're always crying. Nah. That's all I'm saying. I don't have I have zero patience with men that are not men. Zero patience. I have zero patience with men that are not men. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Prove that you are a man. Prove that even if your wife to be your wife is 1 billion a month is earning, prove that you are the man. You know, I told you on Sunday that I want to talk to men. And I'm talking to you out of pure love and passion. And love for the daughters of God. The suffering for many is too much. From car to dress to house rent to children's fees is on some women's head. If it is not done, nothing is done. It's changing tonight. It's changing tonight. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. And any man or any husband here that has been tied down with the spirit and demon of poverty and shortage and shame and the spirit of ignominy and disgrace, today I arrest that devil in the name of Jesus. You will be the husband of your wife, and your wife will be the wife of her husband. If you are a believer, shout the loudest, amen. Again, and I'm saying this because I'm fully aware. A man came to me. He has PhD, wife, civil servant, level 14, 15 or something, earning so much money with his PhD, no job, no income, nothing. And then 9 years, no fruit of a womb. He came to me, when women cry, it is natural. Because their tears are very close to the surface. But when a man is crying, it's a cause for concern. This man was crying in my office. See, how can I be at this level? I studied BSc, then went for MSc, looked for job. I couldn't get a job. I said, okay, let me go and finish my PhD. Finish PhD, and here am I now. No job, nothing. How can this, my wife, be taking care of me? 9 years, no child. Anger flamed in my heart. I laid hands on that devil. And I said, you are getting out now. That was a man genuinely concerned for his situation. Anger flamed in my heart. Ejected the devil of barrenness. Ejected the devil of poverty. Ejected the devil of shame and disgrace. Bam! All the devils checked out. Bam! Here comes a PhD level job. Bam! Here comes fruitfulness. I think we dedicated their twins or something not too long ago. All checked out. All checked out. Because there was a concern. I am the man. I can't be in that position. And every man here today that the devil is trying to mess up, the same fire, the same unction that delivered that man is delivering you right now. It's delivering you right now. If you believe that, shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Never enjoy the situation where your wife is picking the bills. You may not be there where you are at a higher level, but at least be concerned. Be concerned. Appreciate Madame profusely while that duration lasts. Don't consider it as a right, as an entitlement. Show that you are grateful. And when God changes your story, husband, show that woman that she married the right man. When God changes your story, give her the arrears of all the kindness and goodness you could have shown with resources if you had. And while the situation lasts, if 1 naira enters your hand, give it to her. 5 naira enters your hand, give it to her. Am I communicating at all? Men, sit down. Take the lead. Take the lead in what? There are men who are asking, where is the dinner? Where they provided no money for food. Oga, go and cook water. And drink warm water. When will you bring my food, my friend? With which money? With which money? And women are so... If it was men that are in that position, you know, women are so kind. You know, the Bible says, husbands, love your wife. He never say, wife, love your husband. Because you don't tell a woman to love. Love was natural. He only say, wife, submit. If it was man, because he say, husband, love your wife. Because man, love is a little issue. If it was the man who is meant, if it was the woman that is meant to give the man money originally, and there is no money to give the man, and the madam say, oh, God, where is food? You say, go to the kitchen and eat sand. Or she will go to the market and look for retired pomo and deserted cow leg, gathered it in the pot. So go and feast. But thank God for women. Never enjoy the situation where madam is the breadwinner. And story is changing right now. Take the lead in what? Take the lead in friendliness and communication. That will be 1D or E or something. Take the lead in friendliness and communication. Let your wife find your presence to be the most exciting human presence. I want you to hear what I just said. That is, of any human being that madam can be with per time, let your presence be the most exciting of any human problem, any human presence, any mortal's presence, possibly with your children. Take the lead, and you are the one to create that friendly environment, that friendly atmosphere. That exciting. You are exciting. You are excited. You are excitable. Take that lead. With a sense of humor or without. At times my wife, after service, I say, please be on your way. I can see you when I'm through with praying for one or two people or whatever. And then I still find her waiting after 1 or 2 hours. And I say, go home. You see, I'm waiting for you. I said, why? You say, you know how I enjoy your presence. It's between me and her. It's not broadcasting to the world. You know how I enjoy your presence. I say, you are too addicted. And then we'll just go in that presence. My children, they can hang around and just hang permanently. We can say good night 20 times. Good night. Okay, daddy. So I just remember something. I'm telling you the truth. Those that are in school, I say, call me at any time. Sir, I'm so sorry I'm disturbing you. I say, disturb me. It's better you disturb me. I have to pastor you to heaven. My phone is on. Even if it is on, do not disturb for anybody, not for you. I am saying that because there are people, the presence they fear the most is their husband's presence. I'm saying that because there are people, the presence they fear the most is their father's presence. That's why I'm saying that. I've talked with some young ladies before, some little ladies. You say somebody will oppress her or do whatever. That is wronging the child. And the child is about to say, why are you doing? And then the oppressor say, if you say anything, I'll report you to your father. Report you to your father becomes a silencer. Because of how the child dreads the father. What an agent as a father. Literally destroying the destiny of a child. Because you made yourself an unapproachable human lion of the negative type. What a man are you? Make the men sit down means that their wife and children can be comfortable to sit with them. We have to change. We have to change. Some women, their closest friend and confidant is another woman. They can't talk to their husband. Maybe another male. He has a husband, but there is another male that is the person that she has to be close to. Because the husband is neither close, nor is he available. Nor is he friendly. If you didn't love her, why did you marry her? You saw plenty of people. If you are not ready for a home, you should have remained single. If you are not ready for a family, you should have remained on your own. Am I communicating at all? The man, sit down, take the lead in friendliness, in communication, in being an excitable personality. There are children who say that if they bring the problem home, that somebody look for their trouble from outside, their parents will support the outsider. So they came to the point where they had nowhere to run to. Please don't misunderstand. I'm not here to condemn. I am here tonight because the problems have been so massive. And I'm trusting the Lord that starting from this night, there will be a revolution of the rise of true men. Quality husbands, quality fathers, quality brothers. Somebody say a louder amen. Take the lead in what? Take the lead in vision and diligence. I'll be rounding off shortly. Don't be a symbol of visionlessness and idleness. Let your children learn hard work from you. Let your wife learn hard work from you. It increases your respect. A woman, never marry a lazy man. Young girls, don't marry a lazy man. That is a signature for frustration. Don't marry a visionless man. Because if you follow a man going nowhere, he leads you nowhere. If you follow a man going nowhere, he leads you nowhere. And if you don't know where you are going, you are not qualified to be followed. Because husbandhood or marriage is leadership. You don't know where you are going in life. You are not qualified to be followed. If you don't know where you are going, you may not like where you will end. Don't lead the family nowhere. All that is men sit down means take the lead. Take the lead. Men sit down means take the lead. That is one. Second, men sit down means strategize and plan. He said, if anyone wants to build a tower, let him sit down. Luke 14:28. Be a strategic man. Don't be a scattered mind. Don't be a planless husband. Strategic. Be calculated. Be composed. Be organized. My wife tells me how coordinated you are, how organized to everything, to cloth, to how. He said, it's a mystery to her. Nothing is dynamic until somebody is strategic. You want a dynamic home, you want a dynamic family, you want a dynamic destiny, you must be strategic. Men sit down means what? Thirdly, it means be stable, be composed. Don't be unstable. Don't be unstable. Please, sister, never marry an unstable mind and an unstable life. When they say a man's mind is unstable, that is madness. This is here today, is there tomorrow. He has this one today, that one tomorrow. Sit down. Be stable. And finally, not finally yet, men sit down means calm down. Slow down. Slow down. Calm down. Calm down, slow down for what? Take time with your wife. Take time with your children. Calm down. Don't be so over busy that you don't have time even for life. Take your wife along with you. Take your children along with you. Don't have time for everybody else except the people of your home. Calm down. Calm down. Calm down. Slow down. How many phone calls or text messages you made today versus how many of it belong to you and your wife? All manner of business partners, family, friends, everybody. At times when me and my wife or children see in the daytime, either in the office or somewhere, it's as if we didn't come out from the same house that day. Hey! Have you ever seen me and my children jump before? You will be shocked. Calm down. Slow down. We are very busy. I'm sure some of you have a little idea of our business. A little idea. In that schedule, in that business, there is time for wife and time for children. In that schedule, in that business, what shall it profit a man if you gain the whole world and lose your home? homeless billionaire, homeless anointing. Win the whole world, lose your home. What a fantastic agenda. It will never be your portion. It will never be your portion. Make the men. Somebody say, men, sit down. Say, men, sit down. Calm down. Just calm down. You know, women can talk a lot. They can talk 10 times more than, even the most quiet woman talks more than most men. The man who is a talkative can be a man-woman. So there is a time where you can sit down and let madam talk. Now what is on her mind? There are things that are on her mind that you assume that there is nothing. Give her the license to talk. Even if you don't give, even if there's nothing to say, give her the license to gaze on you. Akwe Magana. Kaberiko. Oh yes, television. Reenact the days of your singlehood, the days of your courtship. Recreate the fire. The way you carried madam on your hand during your wedding day, do it again. If the weight is too much now, carry her up in prayers. Stand up on your feet. Lift her up in prayers. Lift her up with affection. Or you can lift one hand up like they do in Olympic. I'm carrying you now. Just see me carrying you now. One man was trying to carry his wife as if he would break his waist. He said, please calm down, calm down. That's another man, sit down. Praise the Lord. I believe men have been spoken to, and also women have been spoken to. Because if with your eyes open, you marry a gold digger, you have only one person to blame. You know, when you point your finger like this, how many fingers are returning to you? 3 is back, 1 is pointing to somebody, 3 is returning back to you. 1 is going to God as witness. God, you are witnessing that I say this man is my enemy, but I'm the one that is my real enemy. Twenty percent you are accusing person, twenty percent you are asking God to witness, and 60% you are saying it is me. God, don't mind them, or it's me. Don't mind them. Somebody say amen. If there is any man hearing the sound of my voice here today, show tonight that you heard this message. Married man, show it tonight. So, madam, I just want to appreciate you for being my wife. And I want to reassure you that if I will marry again, I will still marry you. Except if that is not the case. And if that is not the case, please don't say it. So that you don't create problem. Okay. And I want to appreciate your value in my life and all that God has used you to do in our family. I want you to know I love you. And it is irreversible love. Irreversible. And then you take her out. Okay. Just take. Even if it is a straw. Even if it is a dry. Even if it is tantalizers, KFC, or Sheraton, or Hilton, or Chinese restaurant, or Kobe joint. One of the things about love is that it is not theoretical. It's practical. Practical. It's not theoretical. Love is not just what you feel. I love you, love you, love you. That is more emotion. It most of the time leads to frustration. The emotion of love must lead to physical motion. Emotion. It must lead to you move, you act. Any feeling that does not make you act is just infatuation or something else. It's not reality. Somebody say aloud, amen. Man, make that girl in your life feel like the luckiest woman in the world by the quality of your treatment and the quality of your affection. Do things before they ask for it, as it is within your power. As it is within your power. Don't kill yourself to please the wife. Otherwise, it's a waste of death. I think the matter is balanced, right? I'm not asking you to kill yourself. Don't do what you don't have. And don't borrow to satisfy madam. Don't borrow to satisfy madam. Do what is within your means. And when what is within his means is done, appreciate it, madam. Don't compare him with other men. Men are in sizes. Don't say, oh, look at my mother in the Lord. I saw her wearing some queenly kind of dress. That because my father in the Lord loved her, that is why he did that. Prove that you are the true son of your father. Meanwhile, unknown to you, mother in the Lord and father in the Lord rarely buy cloth. Rarely. Because we use all our money, we sold our cloth from the wardrobe 20 something years ago, all. Well, she sold my cloth in my absence, gave it as before I came back. She has sewn the cloth. I say, why? He said the preaching was very touching. You should have given your own and at least found out from me if I come back first. If I was a bad man, I would have gone and collected the cloth and left it. And we don't struggle. So don't compare people with people, because you don't know the condition of each person. Do it for me like that man did for his wife. It's not so. You don't know this. Maybe that man stole before he did something for his wife. Maybe he killed. Just understand the status of who you are with per time, and allow them to manifest their life and their things per time. Even if you are collecting 2 million a month as a woman, and this man is still struggling with 30,000, and he gave you 5,000 out of that 30,000, celebrate it. Tell him, I consider you the best husband in the world. Because I know if you have 3 million, you would have given me 500,000. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? That is the essence of it. Let us enjoy life. Don't make anybody endure near you. Don't make anybody endure. Be enduring life near. Enjoy it, not endure. Let's enjoy life. This life is too short to experiment with it. Enjoy it. Don't let madam or your children stay one day unhappy because of you. Stand up on your feet. I know there are some women tonight who might like to give me cola nuts because of cola of appreciation. And some men too. But let me tell you, every man here, you will be the true picture, true reflection of masculinity. And all the years the devil suffered you, that devil will pay for it. the year you struggled to take care of your family. You struggled for resources. That devil will pay for it. I and the song the Lord has given me, we are for signs and wonders. I am not the father of non-entities. I'm not. Your wife and children are rejoicing now. They are enjoying their life. Only 2 years and a half he came to this church. Money never stayed in his hand. School fees is a problem. Care for wife is a problem. The wife is dressed. He was almost dying before somebody said, go to Dunamis and get communion. They got communion for him. That debt broke. Then God changed his life. He came with his wife and all children to my office. Said, my family is enjoying now. They are enjoying me now. They never enjoyed me before when I was an unbeliever. They are enjoying me now. My wife is happy now. My children are happy now. And I look at the young man and say, are you happy? He said, very happy. The guy almost did not want to leave my office. Be a plus factor. Be like honey to your family. Our people have a proverb where they say somebody is so good that if the person was food, you would taste him and not share it with another person. Be a person. A plus factor. A positive. An electricity of personality. You lighten up everywhere you step in. You lighten up the lives you step into. Not someone that people will regret knowing. If your wife ever regret one day, I wish it was another man I married. What led me to this kind of man? Then something is wrong. Am I communicating? Life should be such that you are a value adder, a value multiplier. That is, people came into contact with your life, you multiply their value. They are so enhanced in value, enhanced in worth, that themselves are shocked at who they are. Not that you turn people into shadows of themselves. Shadows of themselves. I'm not talking boastfully. God knows my heart. But I'm talking passionately. Because something must change. Wife, will you marry me again? And again, and again, and again. Why? Since we knew each other, your life shifted. Something is happening to us tonight. Every man that is here, your family will celebrate you. That amen can be better. Your community will celebrate you. Every devil that has made you live like a struggler, that devil is under arrest. Now, I announce to you today is a new day. Will you like to lift up your hands and let us open our mouths and begin to pray? Begin to thank the Lord for what you have received tonight. Honor God, adore Him, worship Him. Thank Him, honor Him, adore Him, worship Him. Jesus' precious name. Because of the time, I want to pray for men. Everybody sit down except men. Everybody sit down except men. God bless you. Men, plant your right hand on your forehead and leave the other hand up. All those sitting down that are not men, stretch your hands in the direction of the closest person near you. Just stretch your hands in there. I didn't say you should touch them, in case the person thinks you are drawing his attention. And right now we are going to pray, Father. Now, okay, please drop your hand first. I'd like you to know that men are also an endangered species. I'm sure you know that. All over the world, widows are more than widowers. I'm sure you understand that. Even in old age, the tendency for men to exit before their old wife is highest. Pharaoh said, go to the land, slay all male. Leave the girls, kill the boys. Herod said, they said the king of the Jews will be born here. Go into the city, the land. Every male under the age of 2, kill all of them. After the male seed. And it's not just after their life, after their welfare, after their dignity, after their masculinity, after their resources, after their voice, their future. Father, preserve the male. Let them be the true picture of the male you want them to be. Place your right hand on your forehead. Lift the other hand up and say, Father, preserve the male. The male seed of our generation. If you are a male watching online and watching around the world, we are praying for you. Say, Father, preserve the male seed of our generation, the male seed of our world. Preserve the male. Father, deliver the male from the strategies of the enemy to waste the male seed. In the name of Jesus, Father, we ask tonight for the full restoration of masculine destiny for every man here. The full restoration of masculine destiny for every man here. Let it be, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and let's pray. Father, we pray for the full restoration of masculine destiny for every man here, for every man here, for every man here, for every man here, for every man here. In the name of Jesus. So shall it be. Everybody stand up on your feet now. I'm going to pray 1 minute prayer because it's after 8 already. And I want to finish this prayer and then tomorrow night at the vigil we'll conclude. I want some of our guys on the microphone. And we're going to pray tonight for every couple in the house. Let's start with the singles. Every single in the house. Something is better than being single. That is marrying the right person. Something is worse than being single. That is marrying the wrong person. Father, help every single here tonight to find the right person and to flee from the wrong person. Dr. Ms. Anetia, come forward, please. We're going to pray, and I want you to pray with passion. Many of us, you have singles
that are your relations and loved ones. This prayer is covering for every one of them. Lift your voice and say, Father,
Father,
we are asking tonight.
We ask you tonight
that you will help every single.
That you help every single
in the house tonight.
In the house tonight.
And everyone connected.
And everyone connected.
Related.
Related.
And associated.
And associated.
Father, help them.
Father, help them.
Help them.
Help them.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
To marry the right person.
To marry the right person.
And to escape the wrong person.
And to escape the wrong
Father,
person.
Give us a visitation.
Father, give us a visitation.
On all the singles.
On all the singles.
In the house.
In the house.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Open your mouth and pray. Precious name. We are going to pray now for every couple. If you are standing with your wife, you can hold your hand together in agreement. If you are not, no challenge. Say, Father,
Father,
help every couple.
Help every couple.
In the house.
In the house.
And every couple.
And every couple.
Connected.
Connected.
Related.
Related.
Associated.
Associated.
With this program.
With this program.
And online.
And online.
Father, help every
Father,
couple.
Help every couple.
And every home.
And every home.
To be the picture.
To be the picture.
Of the home you want.
Of the home you
oh,
want.
Lord,
oh Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray.
Okay, la paro zizara. E cose che te pe la tana. Le prede zuperete malatane caloto.
We are going to pray for families that are having financial problems. Father, help the couple in a breakthrough in finances. And every family, especially the man of the house, that is battling with any form of financial scarcity and shortage. Father, we ask for deliverance right now. Lift your voice and say, Father,
Father,
we pray
for finances
in the homes.
In the home.
We ask
for the arrest.
That's right. This is the time we are going to take authority over that spirit that says the wife should be the breadwinner and the husband should be begging. We'll take authority over that at the same time. Lift your voice and say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Every demon of scarcity.
Of scarcity.
And the demon. Of dependence.
Of dependence.
Of men.
On their wives.
Upon their wives.
And every power.
Of empty handedness.
In family.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
you
Jesus.
You are arrested.
Right now.
Father.
We make demands.
On supernatural.
Supply.
For every home.
Now.
Open your mouth and pray. Precious name.
Amen.
Lift up your two hands. And we're going to pray now for fruitfulness in homes. including singles who have any form of symptom now, they are saying fibroid or anything like that. We are arresting them. But no home here shall be fruitless.
Amen.
Lift your voice and say, Father,
Father,
we make demands
of fruitfulness
for homes.
For homes.
Every family
here represented
tonight
shall be fruitful.
Every spirit
of barrenness
in the homes,
in the families,
tonight is your end. On your mark. That's it.
Get out.
Open your mouth and pray. Precious name. We shall pray for children in the homes. Every child that is a concern, whether it's sick, is a sickler, is truant, is a smoker, is a prostitute, any child that is a problem child in the families, Father, restoration, restoration, rescue these children. Lift your voice and say, Father,
Father.
Now those trusting God for the children, pray for your children yet to be born. Say, Father,
Father,
we pray for the children.
We pray for the
in
children
the family.
In the family.
We decree
that no child
shall be a wayward child.
No child
shall be a concern
to the parents.
Father,
rescue and restore
the children. Now, in the name of Jesus, pray. There is not one category of person here that shall escape the impartation and impact of tonight. We are going to be praying for those who are married before but are single again, either by virtue of death of one spouse or the other, virtue of crisis, separation, divorce, or whatever it is. Father, give them direction. Settle them. Whatever that settlement will be. And then those whose society said have passed the age of marriage. Maybe he's 60 and has never been married. Maybe he's 65 and has never been married. We serve a miracle working God. Lift your voice and say, Father,
Father,
we pray for everyone.
We pray for everyone
that is single again.
That is single again.
We pray for your intervention.
We pray for intervention.
We pray for your direction.
We pray for your direction.
We pray for your health.
We pray for your health.
We pray for your establishment.
We pray for your establishment
of this life.
Of this life.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
The elderly single.
The elderly single.
Settle them.
Settle them.
Between now
and the next meeting.
And the next meeting.
Give us a testimony.
Oh Lord.
Over.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Those who are single again. Who are single again. We ask for a visitation. 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 Those who are elderly and are single. In Jesus' precious name, I'd like you to make declaration. In the village, normally mothers bless children for fruitfulness, for marriage, for all these things. Speak over the assembly and everyone here tonight. And every grace God has given to us, 27 years of being married to the same person, excitedly married, happily married, not regretfully married. That help, that mercy, that kindness of God be released for you tonight.
We pray together today in the name of Jesus. As we join hands in agreement of prayer, God answers our prayer of agreement always. And today we declare that there shall be answers in the name of Jesus. We pray today, everyone that has waited to be married, has struggled to be married, has given up probably on being married. You've been single and you are desiring to be married or to be married, or to be reestablished. We declare divine intervention today in the name of Jesus. We break the yoke of singleness in the name of Jesus. We usher you into your marital destiny in the name of Jesus. We take authority over spirit husband. We take authority over spirit wives. We declare your marriage established today in the name of Jesus. We pray for those trusting God for fruit of the womb in their marriage. We declare that barrenness cell is arrested in the name of Jesus. You are ushered into your marital destiny today, into your fruitfulness destiny in the name of Jesus. We pray for marriages that have been challenged. We ask for divine intervention right now. Right now. Right now. Turn around in the name of Jesus. We pray concerning finances in homes and marriages. Oh God, like you opened the door for Isaac and you caused him, oh God, to reap a hundredfold in the same time of famine. Oh Lord, turn people's finances around today in the name of Jesus. We pray for men that will be leaders, that will sit down, and all that sitting down entails. In the name of Jesus, we pray for submissive wives that will follow and will obey. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen. And for everyone who is single again, you are reestablished.
Amen.
For every child in any family that is a concern, yes, that concern is over.
Amen.
And for every man that must be the real man of the house, whose finances are challenged, under the next 7 days, God will give you a surprise.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And for every young teenager growing up, the Lord caused you to grow up in the fear of the Lord. And in the name of the Father,
yes,
and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, go forth and enjoy the most explosive days of your life.
Amen.
And just before we take the grace, everyone here today saying, Pastor, I need Jesus in my life. I need to be saved. I need to be born again. I need Jesus. I need today to mark a new day in my life. Whether you are watching online or you are sitting there straight, quickly pick your Bibles and bags and come forward quickly. Take your seat. Give us a song while they come. Quickly. I'll give you the count of 7. 1, 2. Quickly, quickly, quickly step forward here. I believe there are those there who
Lord,
need to be dedicated.
I give you my heart. Give you my soul.
That's right. 3.
I live for you alone. Every step that I take.
Every moment I'm
awake.
Have your way, Lord.
Lord, have your way.
Everybody sing.
Lord,
I give you my soul. I give you my soul.
I live for you, Jesus.
I live for you.
Every step that I take,
every moment
I'm awake, yeah. Sing
heavenly
ways.
Have your way. Place your right hand on your chest, those of you in the front here, and say after me, say, Lord Jesus, louder, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life today. Make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you. No turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
I pray for you today. I declare the hold of sin broken off your life, and the grace to live for God is released for you, and I call it done in Jesus' name. Say aloud, amen.